We've been talking Olympics, 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 and of course, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that the games begin 8 p.m. on Friday in Beijing. And 15 minutes away from the high-rise apartments that make up Beijing's Olympic Village, the U.S. Olympic team has set up its own facility in part to train the athletes, but also to make them feel, well, at home, at least according to the folks who've been there and seen it. Juliet McCore of the New York Times, she joins us now from Beijing. Thanks so much for being with us, Juliet. And first thing first, how's that air quality today?
Hi, how are you? The air today was a little bit better than it was yesterday, which isn't saying much because yesterday it was pretty cloudy and hazy, although that's also saying that I actually got outside today, which I did not. So I'm looking outside and it looks pretty foggy.
Huh. Well, tell us about this special place where there's lots of sunshine for the American athletes, or at least as you describe it in your reporting today.
Yeah, the sun only shines on that particular university where the U.S. is training. It's about 15 minutes away from the athletes' village in Beijing Normal University. And, I was kind of pleasantly surprised when I went there because I thought it was going to be a regular Chinese university that's not really up to date and with old buildings. But let me tell you, it's nicer than any other facility I've ever been to, even in the U.S. with the new gyms they're in. So they're all set up there with the food and the video games and
what kind of food?
Really want.
You got to be specific.
Is
it very American kinds of food, Juliet?
It's kind of a surprise. Well, they don't have hamburgers and hot dogs for one. They drew the line there, but they did have yesterday. The meal was fajitas. I think it was a chili rubbed steak, herb encrusted chicken, and string beans with almonds. You know, it's pretty high class. It's not just a regular cafeteria that you just would get in any university in the U.S. So
what did the athletes say about it as they were playing Scattergories or Guitar Hero? I mean, what about it is important to getting their head into what they're doing there in the at the Olympics, trying to win some medals?
Yeah, I think it's actually the opposite. They're trying to get their head out of, you know, that Olympics mode and just forget about it for a couple hours while they're there. I mean, in the athletes' village, it's almost like you can't forget that you're at the Olympics because you're walking around and everybody's from a different country and, you know, people are trading Olympic pins and, you know, everybody's wearing their flag. So it's kind of overwhelming, especially if it's your first Olympics. So they basically go there to kind of forget that they're here, if that makes sense.
And explain to us just finally very quickly why the United States Olympic Committee thinks it is so important to set up this American athletes' village.
I think it's just because that they can. They have the money to do it. It's about $3 million to set up this village. And, you know, they want to get the most performance out of their athletes as possible. So that means you're not walking around the athletes' village all day, you know, trying to talk to athletes from other countries or hanging out in the sun. And, you know, they kind of want to have them in a controlled environment. So, you know, when their time comes and they're, whether they're going to run or swim or whatever, they're going to be ready.
Keep them focused.
Well rested.
Juliet McCore, hopefully the American athletes will be well rested. Thank you so much.
You're
Juliet
welcome.
McCore
Thanks.
Reports for the New York Times, and she's in Beijing covering the Olympics, John.